Parshas Chayesara begins with the tragic passing of Sarah Imenu. The Pasuk says, Vayoveh Avram, and Avram came, Lispoid LaSarah, to eulogize Sarah. Vayoveh Avram, where did he come from? The Pasuk is very ambiguous. Furthermore, the Pasuk says that Avram eulogized Sarah, but it doesn't describe what he said during the speech. Why does the Torah omit Avram's eulogy? Can you imagine if we would be privy to the text of Avram's hesped on Sarah, the mother of Klal Yisrael? How valuable that would be to us. So why does the Torah not record it for posterity? So there's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabba that asks, Avram Heichem Ba, where did Avram come from when he came to eulogize Sarah? So the Medrash records two different opinions. One says that he came from burying his father Terach. The second opinion is that he came from the Akedah. Says Rav Shach, if we combine these two opinions, we can now decipher the text of Avram's eulogy. Avram got up to the podium and he said, Meheichem ba, look from where I came from. I came from humble beginnings. My father was Terach, an idol worshipper, a man bereft of intellect and morals. So how was I able to overcome my tumultuous childhood and become Avram Avinu, the patriarch of Klal Yisrael? I'll tell you how. All the credit for who I am today goes to my wife Sarah, because my father did not have any knowledge of Abayra Olam. He was a polytheist. He never taught me any proper ethics. So both opinions quoted in the Medrash, Terach and Akedah, are connected and conveying one monumental message. Avram said, do you know where I emanate from? From Terach. So how did I have the faith and the courage to overcome this great challenge of the Akedah, sacrificing my only son to Hashem? It was none other than my wife Sarah. The reason I was able to become Avram Avinu, a person that introduced Mesiras Nefesh to Klal Yisrael, a person that introduced the concept of monotheism to the world, it's only because of Sarah. She was my role model. She was my model of inspiration. That was the hesped that Avram gave on Sarah Imenu. Speaking of being a great role model, I'd like to share with you an incredible story that took place about 20 years ago. There was a boy who grew up in Bnei Barak in a Haredi family and tragically went off the derech to the point where he was engaged to be married to a non-Jewish girl, Rachman Hatzlan. His friends urged him to spend the last Shabbos before his wedding with his parents in Bnei Barak and let them know of his intentions to marry this non-Jewish woman. His parents welcomed him wholeheartedly with unconditional love. He spent most of the Shabbos on the porch smoking and on his phone. On Shabbos afternoon, the father asked the boy, do you want to come with me to a shir? And the boy says, no, I'm good. By the way, who's the Rav giving the shir? So the father says, his name is Rav Steinman. So the boy says, for him, I'll go. After the shir, they had the opportunity to speak with Rav Steinman. And Rav Steinman asked the boy, how long ago did you stop keeping Shabbos? So the boy says, about 2 years ago. So Rav Steinman asked him, have you ever felt bad about not keeping Shabbos all these years? So he says, yes, maybe two or three times. So he says, wow, so you are a Baal Tshuva. And the Gemara says, b'makom shebaal tshuva oimdim, ain't tzedikim gemurim michoim lamed. In Shemayim, you are considered to be on a greater level than a tzaddik. On the way home, his father asks him, why did you agree to come with me to the shir when I told you that Rav Steinman would be speaking? So the boy tells the father, I'll tell you why. When I was in third grade, Rav Steinman came to my classroom to test us on our learning. He went around the room and he said, I have a bag of candies here. If you get the right answer, I'll give you a candy. And he began asking questions and handing out candies to the boys. And then he came to me and he asked me a question, but I didn't know the answer. So he then asked me an easier question, but I still didn't know the answer. Then he asked me an even easier question. I still didn't know what to say. So he didn't give me any candies. When the class was over and everyone was leaving, Rav Steinman motioned to me that I should stay back and he wants to speak with me privately. It was just me and him. He takes out three candies from the bag and he says, I'm going to give you three candies. And I ask him why. So he says, because I saw every time I asked you a question, you tried your best to answer the question. You put in effort. In Torah, you get rewarded for effort, not for results. Every boy only tried once, but you tried three times. So you get three candies. And to this day, I remember his kindness and his sensitivity. And I said to myself, I'll go hear him speak one last time. But now after speaking with him again, he totally changed my mind. When they arrived home, he told his parents, I decided to become frum again, and I will break up with this non-Jewish girl. This boy never forgot the way Rav Steinman treated him with such love and respect all those years ago, that motivated him to go to the shir many years later, which ultimately inspired him to become religious again, where Rav Shteinman once again treated him with such love and respect. Now, post October 7th, the heart of every Jew is open. They are willing, ready, and able to come closer to Yiddishkeit. It's incumbent upon us to reach out and demonstrate that we care, show our love and sensitivity, and inspire them to come closer and help them undertake even one mitzvah. We never know what lasting impact, what positive effect a few words of encouragement can have on a person. And like Sara Amenu, you might even inspire the next Avraham Avinu. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.